And it came to pass that their continual cries did stir up the remainder of the people of Limhi to anger against the Lamanites. And they went again to battle, but they were driven back again, suffering much loss. Hosea chapter 21, verse 11. Hello, listeners. This is Nick from Book of Mormon Central. And today's podcast addresses the question, how can we stop the cycle of revenge? Throughout the Book of Mormon, one finds many examples of people mourning the dead. The daughters of Ishmael mourned over their dead father. The people of Limhi mourned over those that died in battle, as did the people of Nephi. Showing love and sadness at the death of a loved one is natural and good, but mourning in ancient cultures was not always completely benign. In both the ancient Near East and the Book of Mormon, mourning sometimes led to violence. Seeing occasions when this cycle of mourning and violence repeated itself in the ancient world can remind us of how important it is to stop the cycle of violence and revenge that is still too common in the world today. One example of the ancient tendency for mourning to turn into calls for violence is found throughout the Old Testament when prophets pronounced woes against other nations. Biblical scholar Jason Radin has noted that in some ancient Near Eastern texts, these woes appear to have been connected with mourning. He has made the attempt to bridge the gap from funerary mourning to denunciatory condemnations by suggesting that woe cries moved from sorrowful cries to calls for vengeance. He refers to this cycle as the mourning vengeance pattern, in which cries of mourning become calls for vengeance against those that were responsible for the deaths being mourned. One sometimes sees examples of this mourning vengeance pattern in the Book of Mormon as well. When Ishmael died, his family members mourned his loss. However, this mourning quickly led to murmuring against Lehi. They, along with Laman and Lemuel, then began to make plans to kill Lehi and Nephi. With the mourning vengeance pattern in mind, this scene makes more sense. While mourning the death of their father, Ishmael's children began to think about all their afflictions in the wilderness. This prompted them to murmur against Lehi because he had brought them out of the land of Jerusalem, saying, "Our father is dead, yea, and we have wandered much in the wilderness, and we have suffered much affliction." Their mourning over the death of Ishmael seems to have led them to blame Lehi for the afflictions in the wilderness, which may have led to Ishmael's death. This, in turn, seems to have led to calls to kill Lehi and Nephi to avenge the blood of Ishmael. Many years later, among the people of Limhi, one also finds an occasion when mourning seems to have led to vengeance. "And now there was a great mourning and lamentation among the people of Limhi. Now there were a great many widows in the land, and they did cry mightily from day to day, and their continual cries did stir up the remainder of the people of Limhi to anger against the Lamanites. And they went again to battle." Just as in the ancient Near East, mourning the dead led to vengeance against the ones who had killed them. Later on, among the Nephites, one expects the same thing to happen. Yet it does not. After a large battle, after they had buried their dead, and also after the days of fasting and mourning and prayer, one might expect the description of vengeance to follow. However, the exact opposite happened. There began to be continual peace throughout all the land. The text then immediately states that the people were keeping the law of Moses. Because the law of Moses prohibits vengeance, their observance of the law may have prevented them from seeking vengeance against the Lamanites. Only the Lord is authorized to exact vengeance when the cries of the mourning come up to him in prayer. As in the Book of Mormon, one often sees a cycle of violence and revenge in today's world as well. As Hugh Nibley noted, there was a correspondent for the New York Times who coined the phrase, "You put one of ours in the hospital, and we'll put 200 of yours in the morgue." Well, we used to think that an eye for an eye was a rather savage rule, didn't we? When you say, "You wound one of ours, and we'll kill 200 of yours," that is not an eye for an eye. That goes far beyond the wildest savagery. Throughout the world, one sees how often violence leads to more violence, and revenge leads to more revenge. However, the Book of Mormon shows that there is another way, keeping the laws of God. The Nephites were sometimes able to stop the cycle of revenge by remembering God's words in the law of Moses, "Thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord." As Nibley stated, What were Moroni's policies towards the enemy and the opposition? Was he a get-even man? Never. He always called them his brethren. The realization that all human beings are part of God's family reminds all of us that we can be part of stopping the cycle of violence in the world. When people remember that everyone is their neighbor, no matter how far away they might live, hatred disappears. This realization makes it difficult to hate people based on their religion, culture, skin color, or beliefs, and is yet another way in which the Book of Mormon shows us all a better way to live. Ultimately, acts of vengeance would end if all people everywhere will have confidence in the Lord's pronouncement and pledge, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." Thank you for listening. To find out more, please visit bookofmormoncentral.org and then click on Know Why.